We're going to turn to God's Word now, so if you have a Bible near you or on your phone, hard Bibles preferably, a bit better, but Psalm 23, that's our focus for the rest of our time this evening. I'm going to read it and then I'm going to move straight away to seeking to bring something out of it. So do please turn to Psalm 23 as we read that together now. Psalm 23 reads like this: The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil. For you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. I miss hugging the people I love. That's not a quote that I've given. That's a quote that was on the BBC Sports page on Friday. It was from a man called Mikel Arteta, the Arsenal manager who contracted coronavirus a few weeks ago. I'm sure many of us share the sentiments he expresses, missing the people he loves. Not seeing our elderly parents, not spending time with other families, not being able to get together with our mates. Those are all things that we're struggling with at the moment. If you've been Zooming this week, I wonder if you're fed up with it yet, but if you've been Zooming this week, that provides something for us, doesn't it? We see people, we're able to chat with people. Social media is kind of the same. But it's not the same as actually being together, feeling one another's presence. In this time of isolation and restriction, it's very easy to feel alone and vulnerable. King David, the writer of this psalm, knew something of these things in his life, that isolation, that difficulty. He also knew the closeness of the Lord in his life. And as we read this psalm, I think there are three things that are helpful that he communicates to us that are helpful in our time. Three things that I want us to focus on. First of all, the psalm reminds us that we have a shepherd who tenderly refreshes. The image of a shepherd isn't one we're so familiar with, is it? I haven't been to Waitrose recently and seen many shepherds wandering around. I haven't seen many flocks being shepherded over in Nonsuch Park, apart from those children who are seeking to be controlled by their parents as they run amok. But the image of a shepherd is a common one in the Bible. Figures like Moses and David were shepherds before they became leaders of God's people. God is described in shepherding ways. The way that he deals with his people is expressed through shepherding language. And the primary role of a shepherd was to make sure that the sheep were well looked after, that they were led to pastures that would provide for them, that would bring that refreshment. When a piece of field or piece of land started getting empty, it was the shepherd's responsibility to take that flock to a new pasture where they would be well fed and catered for. It required the shepherd to look ahead and to know where to go. It required the shepherd to gather all the flock together and make their way to that new pasture together. The sheep had a fairly obvious choice. They could either listen to the shepherd and follow him, or they could think that they knew best and they could follow their own nose. and make their own way. David knew that in trusting in the Lord to be his shepherd, listening to his voice, he would not lack anything. We see that in verse 1. Hopefully you've still got your Bibles open, but verse 1 says, "The Lord is my shepherd." Notice the personal language there, "my shepherd." "Therefore I will lack nothing. A good sheep knows there's no safer place to be than right beside their shepherd. The further a sheep wanders away from its shepherds, the more at risk it becomes, the less it will be refreshed or find places of refreshment. A good sheep trusts that its shepherds know what's best for them. A good sheep trusts that the shepherd is not intent on guiding them to somewhere where there will be no food. It is the shepherd who refreshes his sheep. David, as the Lord's sheep, or one of the Lord's sheep, knew that the safest place that he could be was right beside his shepherds. Look down in verse 1 and 2 as we carry on. "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul." This led David to pray earnestly. The Psalms are full of prayers of David as he cries out to the Lord, seeking that refreshment, seeking that help. All of them, all of those prayers have within them that sense still of an assurance in the Lord, an assurance that he has them, an assurance that trusting in him will provide. At the moment, we're in danger of becoming the fittest nation in the world. Joe Wicks is doing his best in our living rooms to make sure that we are fit and healthy. Cross trainers and running machines are now out of stock because people want that refreshment that they think exercise will bring them. At the end of a workout, what do we need? What's the one thing that we cry out for, that our bodies say that we need? Well, it's the refreshment of a cup of water. The refreshment of being able to fill our lungs with oxygen. As humans, we have that same need to be refreshed in the same way. No amount of binging on Netflix can provide that refreshment that our souls require. No amount of spending hours on social media bring that refreshment that we need. The refreshment that David speaks of here can only be found in trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ as our shepherd. Jesus himself points us that way. In John chapter 10, he picks up this shepherding imagery and he uses these words. "I am the gate," he describes of himself. "Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out," speaking of our sheep as like us. "And they will," the sheep, "find pasture. The thief only comes to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they," my sheep, "may have life and have it to the full. I am the good shepherd." Spending time with Jesus in prayer, reading God's words to us through his Bible, they are the primary ways that we find that refreshment. Hearing Jesus' words, listening to his voice, knowing Jesus, speaking to him, resting in him, and resting in his promises are that refreshment that we as Christians need. The Lord not only refreshes, but he also walks with us. That's the second thing that's pointed out to us in this psalm. The shepherd walks with us in uncertainty. A shepherd leads us to refreshment. A shepherd also has to protect his flock. Sheep get nervous, don't they? If you've ever gone near a flock of sheep, you'll suddenly hear them bleating at one another. And the bleating then spreads out over that hillside. It's a warning that there's something coming, but they get nervous and they pass on that nervousness to other sheep as a warning. The world we live in is not an easy one to navigate, is it? Life throws up things that make us nervous, that make us uncertain of what the future holds for us. It throws up what verse 4 calls those dark valleys, those times of great uncertainty. What is a good sheep to do when they wander through these times, when they wander through these valleys? Well, David says very clearly, good sheep are not to fear. Look down in verse 4. David says, even though I walk through the darkest valley, the most uncertain of times, I will fear no evil. How is David able to say this? For you are with me, he carries on. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You can picture a sheep getting too near to the hillside, maybe, to the edge of maybe a cliff. And the shepherd's staff coming in and nudging that sheep away from that danger, that rod of protection. Or you can picture wild animals spotting loose sheep that they can pounce on. And again, that staff coming in, that rod of protection coming in. The sheep are protected by the shepherds. That's what David knew for himself. In trusting in the Lord, David knew the safety and security of the God he followed. We long to know that kind of safety, don't we? We long to have that kind of protection, to know that sort of security. Amidst all the virus news this week, you may have caught wind of the death of a man called Kenny Rogers. Kenny Rogers, for those of you who are uncultured, was a country and western singer from America. If you'd like, I'm happy to lend you a CD when this time of crisis has fallen past, so you can educate yourselves in the greatness of Kenny Rogers. But he was a man who had great wealth, great success. And in an interview just before he died, he's quoted as saying these words: it's crazy how much money I have, but you can never have enough money to feel safe. Feeling safe is something that we as human beings long for. There are plenty of things that promise safety. Money, like Kenny Rogers spoke of, promises safety. But it can't deliver the safety and protection that the Lord Jesus provides. If you're a Christian, we should know something of the lengths to which God has gone to make sure that we are safe and secure. Jesus again says in John chapter 10, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. The beauty of knowing the Lord Jesus as your shepherd is that we see the lengths he is willing to go to make sure that we are safe and secure and rescued. Know the security of having our sins forgiven. Jesus doesn't just prod us with a rod or a staff. No, Jesus, our good shepherd, becomes one of us. Appearing on earth, he lays down his own life for us on the cross. Why? So that we, his sheep, and all those who trust in him, would be safe, would find the security of being part of his flock. I will fear no evil, for you are with me, the psalmist says. If you're fearful tonight, can I encourage you to look to the cross where we see our Good Shepherd? Look and be reminded of the love of God displayed in him. Remind yourself that if you're trusting in him, then you have nothing to fear, because he is your shepherd. Our sin has been dealt with. You, Christian, now belong to the Lord Jesus. And we have a Saviour, the Lord Jesus, who provides for all we need, both now and forevermore. That's the third thing that this psalm reminds us of. Notice the switch in imagery between the shepherds and the host. Verse 5 and 6 says these words: "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." Notice it is the Lord, the host, who prepares the table David dines at. Picture language, beautiful imagery. It is the Lord who reminds him who he belongs to. So much so that the cup overflows. That's what the Lord does for David. That's what David knows for himself. God's goodness, God's love overflowing to him. His focus is not on physical needs, but on the spiritual strength to keep going as he reminds himself of those things. But this provision isn't just for this life. This provision that David points us to goes beyond this life. David in these verses looks beyond the physical now and looks to the future. A future where he will dwell with the Lord in his house. This pandemic we're in at the moment has forced us to ask that question: what is beyond this life? Well, David's answer is very clear. For those who trust in the Lord Jesus, who trust in his ability to forgive them through his sacrifice, to take their sins, David is clear that that guarantees a life beyond this one. A life where there will be no virus or death or tragedy, but a life where we will know God's abundant provision for us in his house. Jesus gives those words of assurance that we read at the beginning of our service, John chapter 10. Listen to these words, but Jesus guarantees that he has us. Guarantees that the things that the psalmist speaks of are true. "My sheep listen to my voice," Jesus says. "I know them, personal, and they follow me." That's our responsibility. "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hands." Psalm 23 is a really helpful psalm. It points us to the shepherd who refreshes, who brings us refreshment. It points us to the shepherd who walks within us within uncertain days. It points us to a host who promises to provide both now and beyond this life. Psalm 23 points us to the Lord Jesus, our Good Shepherd, the Good Shepherd who lays down his life for us. I trust that's an encouragement for us. I trust that's something we can take into this week. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for what we've been able to look at in this psalm. We thank you for the reminders it gives us of who the Lord Jesus is. Thank you for the picture that David had all those years ago of the Lord as his shepherd. And we thank you that we can look at that psalm and how it points to the Lord Jesus. how he is that good and perfect shepherd for us. We do pray that you would help us to know something of the refreshment that the Lord Jesus brings. Help us to walk closely with him in prayer. Help us to spend time with him, reading your words. Please feed our souls in that way. And we pray that you would help us to know that sense of security of you walking with us in these times, but also beyond these times, where things that seem uncertain, those dark valleys, will creep into our lives. Would you help us to know that you are with us? And would you help us to know something of that now, but also look forward to something of that in the future? We thank you for that, how that psalm ends, pointing us to that image of dwelling in your house, of dwelling with you. Please help that to be something that causes us to be encouraged. Please help that to be something that we look to and look forward to, even now. We ask for your help in this. Please help us this week. Please help us to keep coming back to this psalm and take encouragement from it. We ask this in your name, in the name of our good shepherd, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.